you had a really big problem facing the United States military. Military readiness means you also have to have your, you know, your troops not only have to have ammunition and food and water, they have to be protected against diseases that they will encounter in a theater of operations. Now, at the time, Fort Detrick, where the Army has its research labs for the development of vaccines, had an experimental anthrax vaccine. They called it the second-generation anthrax vaccine. And what they had discovered just a year before Desert Shield and Desert Storm was that in guinea pigs, if they shot guinea pigs up with this new vaccine, they got the same level of protection with just three shots in 1 month instead of the six shots over 18 months required by the licensed vaccine. So the question is, what do you do if you have something that you think will work, something you think is probably safe? Would you use it if you are faced with the possibility of mass casualties from a terrifying weapon of mass destruction?
But they, again, because you mentioned it was an experimental vaccine, they were cutting some corners on this in order to try to make these deadlines. And one of those things that you talk about are the oils that are used to help carry the vaccine into the blood system, and that this is a major culprit in the investigation of vaccine A.
Yes. At the time, it was believed that oils would be a safe vehicle. That was the language they used. It was a vehicle for delivering the main ingredient of a vaccine. Now, think of how you have to mix a concoction like this. If you don't have something that will evenly distribute the main ingredient through a column of water, in this particular case, it's the 5 cc's in a hypodermic needle, then you can't ensure that everyone getting a shot gets the same dose, because, you know, the ingredient might settle out at the bottom of a vial, some of it might get stuck to the side of the tube. So they wanted it to create a suspension made of microdroplets, each of which would carry a little bit of the germ. And they thought the oil would be safe because it was an oil produced by our own bodies. And the belief was at the time that it would be biologically inert. In other words, the immune system would not react to it, and therefore it would be safe. And what they learned after the fact, and in particular in the mid-90s to the late 90s, was that the oil itself was an immunostimulant. It elicited a very robust response from the human immune system.
What was in vaccine A? Let's break that down a little bit more before we get to the top of the hour. Because maybe you need to discuss the difference between, this is going to be weird, this part's tricky, so everybody's got to take a breath for this. The difference between squalane and squalene. Can we do that easily?
Well, you can if you're a chemist. I mean, I can't explain it to you, but, you know, I think the important thing for the public to know is that they will both cause the same problems.
Okay.
With different degrees of severity.
Okay, but squalane and squalene are what?
They are oils. Squalene, you can say squalene or squalane or squalene. I'm not sure what the proper pronunciation
there was no pronunciation guide in the book. So
yeah. This is an oil that commercially we extract from fish livers. It is a fish oil and is packaged as an antioxidant. It's sold in health food stores. It is an oil that is found actually in olive oil, and it's in our own bodies. There's a great deal of it found in our nervous system. And the problem you have with initiating an immune response against this oil is that it also then attacks wherever that oil molecule indiscriminately, wherever it is found in the body. And unfortunately, it's all through our, it's in the insulation around our nerves, and it's in our brains.
Okay, so I'll stop there to say, so what that means is by injecting it as, using it as the vehicle through which the squalene, using that as the vehicle for the vaccine, for the little bacterium that it's going to make you, resistant to anthrax, the body also recognizes, or at least in a percentage of people, the body will then start to see the squalene itself as a foreign body. And in some cases, some people's bodies will then be triggered to attack squalene, which, because it's already in our bodies, it will create an autoimmune reaction, and people's own bodies will begin to attack themselves. Is that
accurate? That's right. It's an autoimmune disease. You know, the body, the immune system that's supposed to defend us actually then kills us.
And the trigger for that is vaccine A.
If you inject it, that's what we know it will do in animals.